We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm having a wonderful time because my co-host today is Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson & Plaut. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and I'm having a wonderful time, too, as I always do when I'm here.
Nice to meet people, talk to people, make friends. That's what we do at Radio Entrepreneurs. We're a community of entrepreneurs.
And we tell entrepreneurial stories.
Right. We meet entrepreneurs. We hang out with entrepreneurs. We target entrepreneurs. Everything about us is about building a community, and we promote entrepreneurs. We promote you all over the web, and that's really what we're all about.
All over the world.
We are. I am a groupie for entrepreneurs. And that's what we all are on this show. And one of my favorite entrepreneurs, and I'm not just saying that, I have a lot of favorite entrepreneurs. And, you know, you don't have to be monogamous when it comes to liking entrepreneurs. But one of my favorites, I talk to him every week, is John Dustin from JED Insurance. And he's going to talk about something that my partner's been talking to me a lot about lately. And that is, it's that time of year to review your programs in insurance. Correct, John?
Yes, that is very correct, Jeff. It's a kind of
what a mess.
Soft time of year to steer your cliche, and a good time to really evaluate things and figure out the process of how you evaluate it. And I thought today would be a good time to talk about that.
Well, you know, even before you get into it, I feel like I'm on the couch with you, John, because, you know, my partner called me a couple of weeks ago and he said, we're older, we're small, and we're in trouble because they want to charge more and give us less. And it's tough, and it's a tough time in this world navigating around, and then reading all the different policies. It's unbelievable, and then I had to get my wife involved, and I admit that's tough, because she is going to read every word of everything.
Well, and the policies expire at different times, so there's a whole
issue. Right. Oh. And the deductible formulas, the formulas around the deductibles, you got to really read carefully.
So that's true. You know, I would say from a global perspective to take a helicopter view and start from the top here. So I just want to differentiate the different sort of vendors you might see in the marketplace, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So there's direct writers. A direct writer is, you know, the 800 number where you call in or you go on the web and you get a quote. Not much interface, rapid response, what we call point of sale. Not probably going to dig in deep if you have a claim or a coverage question or you need a certificate due to a contract. Then you have the large brokers, the international people that focus by premium segmentation or commission on a large account. Then you have the independent agent. He's your local conduit to multiple insurance companies who can sit down and evaluate your contract. On the personal side, look at your assets and your protection, your homestead, your resources. If you have a claim, you generally can reach out to them and get assistance. And usually, they're in the community a lot. So those are the three sort of distribute. Now, alongside that, due to breakdowns and laws, you have banks offering insurance, mutual fund companies, realtors. So there's a whole host of players now in the marketplace.
And you have a lot of unsophisticated users, consumers, who don't know who to go to.
So that's a funny thing, because the insurance industry has claimed they've gone to the simplified policy, which in some instances is 100-plus pages. So I'm not sure how simplified it is.
I've sort of read through parts of the simplified policy. It is anything but.
And you get into issues with sort of, you know, compliance of values, co-insurance values, even on a homeowner's product. So you really do need to be educated, and hopefully, you know, somebody honest is going to come to the plate and bring you through the process, show you what you have, what you should have, start from the ground up. We always start from the ground up, and by that I mean if somebody emails me or faxes me policies, I still want to sit with them and meet with them and go through everything. Because if I'm copying somebody else's work and it's incorrect, what's that going to facilitate? Another incorrect policy.
You know, I see that a lot. I see a lot of people copying things all the time.
Yeah, and it's no different than...
Not just in your business.
Oh,
in other businesses as well.
It's just like a tax return, legal representation. If you pick up somebody else's work and don't interview them and dig deep and do due diligence, you end up with the same product, which is incorrect.
Or the same problem, as the case may be.
And cheaper, yeah. I love when people use the term cheaper. You want to price correctly. Cheaper could mean, you know...
Trouble.
uninsuring something you intend to insure.
Right.
And there's a whole risk management process that should be used, even in personal lines, where you really want to evaluate the exposures, look at solutions, whether it's a high deductible, self-insuring. I tell people all the time, you can always self-insure property that you've identified what the value is. You can't self-insure a harassment claim, a cyber claim, a general liability claim, an auto accident, because we don't know what the third party's coming after us for.
But I think most people, when they're insuring, whether it's a business or individual, are always concerned about how they find the trustworthy, loyal, business connection insurance guy to do that for them. And that's really the hard part of making changes for most people, I suspect.
You know, Woody Allen, if you remember, did a movie once where
he's made a lot of movies.
But he did a movie once, one of his early movies, where he was, I think he was going to be like put into prison, and they were like, he was like mocking them, you can't torture me and you can't hurt me, you're going to put me in the hot box. And they said, well, we're going to send you in with a whole life insurance agent. and the guy came behind him saying, have you ever thought of buying? And he was like, no, not that, not an insurance agent. And I do think that there was that image for a long time that a lot of insurance agents are selling all the time. But knowing John, and I mean, I think I know John fairly well, and I'm not just saying it. And I think this is true of an accountant and a lawyer. Anyway, you have to hire a person of high intellectual drive to study their craft, but also high moral drive. And if you can't find people of those two things, then it's more likely that you're going to get sold something. Because they're a transactional, commissional, their motivation is commission.
I think that's true. I mean, I actually am pretty much an optimist, and I think there are a lot of people out there who are really good people, who really mean to do a good job, but it really is fairly hard to find them. I mean, this is sort of
very hard.
You know, I once did a segment, you know, as a reporter on how you find a lawyer, and I think, you know, maybe somebody should do a segment on how you find an insurance guy. I mean, what do you do? You go to your friends, your neighbors?
No.
Okay. So John, how do you find a good insurance
guy? So that's a good
segue
question. So the way the industry works is, as I initially talked about the direct writers, they probably have 12 to 16 touches per year on trying to get you. Direct mail, TV, website. The independent agent has 3 to 4 touches, maybe. Little or no advertising, little or no social media. Jeff is always big on telling the story. Does Geico and Progressive get a shot at telling their story more than JED? Well, they're on during the Super Bowl. They're on, you know, so they are in front of you. So the best way to find a broker is maybe ask some of your professionals, your accountants, your lawyers. Certainly go to the CPCU, Chartered Property Casualty Underwriting Association.
Ask Radio Entrepreneurs. We've interviewed thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals. We get to hear what they really think and how they approach their field.
And I would always say this, somebody should have passion for what they do. So,
well, you certainly have that.
And I'm not, I mean, that to me is a bias with any profession. If you meet a lawyer, an accountant, a business consultant, a coach who's in it, A, for the money, or B, because they had to do it, they're generally not a good choice to assist you as a resourceful person.
I've known John for a few years now, probably about 3-4 years. He only talks about two things: his office and the quality that they're producing, and his family. That's all I ever hear about from him.
So he's a boring, reliable guy.
Probably, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
He likes his dog, but that fits into family.
No, that's okay. That works. No, I mean, I think that's a good.
Well, I think a lot of dedicated professionals at some level are kind of boring.
I would agree with
you
that.
You can't. I tell this to my staff all the time.
You're not very boring.
You can't be great at something and not throw yourself into it. 1,000%.
I've maintained that with everybody I know. If you have passion, the likelihood is you will succeed at what you do, and you will make other people very happy.
I don't care what your IQ is. If you don't throw yourself into something totally, then you're not going to be totally good at it. if you work a job casually, you will do casual work. It's that simple. You need somebody who's obsessed with their profession and not obsessed with making money, because that's about closing you for my commissions. It's obsessed with the work and the profession itself and the art of the profession.
And it's a hard balance.
You have to look through.
Yeah, I agree.
Are they working hard for themselves or are they working hard for you? Don't you agree with that, John?
I would totally agree with that. And I would also say intelligence is important, but emotional intelligence is equally as important for an insurance agent. And I'll explain why. At the time of a loss, people are traumatized and they're yelling and screaming and not understanding. You need to bring them a level of, you know what, we're going to read the contract and help you, not flip you to an 800 number and push you away. We're going to actually try to assist you, even if it's good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent. And if you raise your voice and yell and scream and kick back at them, it escalates the situation. A lot of agencies will say, if you have a claim, here's the 800 number. How does that help you?
I've always wondered.
I hate those 1-800 numbers.
Hey, you can't get through to start with.
Try calling Microsoft. They don't even let you get through.
Don't get me started.
During the ice dams of 2015, my agency took the posture that we were going to help get remediation companies, some industrial hygienists if you had artwork, roofing companies. And is it exposure for us if the company doesn't respond? Well, certainly. But I would say on about 4.5 pages of claims, we had maybe a couple of complaints. And those people could have generally, you know, like some people just aren't satisfied. One was a unique situation.
I'd say that's a very good result.
He's committed to his craft. If other people want to talk to you just for a consultation, how do they find you?
They can reach us on the web at www.jedinsurance. They can call us at 508-543-1067. They can email me at john.dustin@jedinsurance.com, any number of ways.
And if they want, you'll show them pictures of the puppy too, right?
Absolutely. I have a host of
them. Yeah, just like me. Best part of the family. Most loyal member of the family. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am loyal to hardworking, value-based people.
And me too.
And that includes Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohen, Resnick, Meyerson, and Plaut. And John Dustin from JED Insurance, and even Chris Gerald, my producer over there at the end of the table, always evolving Chris Gerald. We're going to take a break and remind everybody this is a great community of entrepreneurs. It's Radio Entrepreneurs.